attitude, and everybody's been very, very positive. There's a lot of boys putting their hands up for game time and that throughout the league, and thanks be to God they're carrying that through. A lot of younger players, I suppose, that are really, really trying to, you know, push on maybe the more established players to actually gain in game time, you know, and that's what it is. You know, there's 20 to 26 players there now that are pushing for some amounts of game time, you know, whether that be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, the whole game time, then that there's what you want. And as I say, we've been very, very fortunate to have that this year, and I think that's been coached very well. And as I say, it's about trying to carry that through, get her, I suppose, or 15 in the day, and get the players coming off the bench and get the and I suppose just get a performance. As I said, it'll make the people of Donegal proud again.
And in terms of you're going into the game without Rory Kavanagh, Mark McHugh has left the squad, how has that altered the plans? Has it been disruptive, or has it changed the plans?
I suppose it hasn't changed or anything. Obviously, you know, there's no point in denying about it. You know, their losses, their two players, I suppose, that have been key to things that we've been doing over this last number of years, you know, and as I say, that's the way it happens. That's football, that's life. You know, if you go around the 32 counties in Ireland at the moment, you know, you'll see players coming off panels, on panels, off teams, on teams, you know, that happens to all teams. So say that there's what happens. And I think what we're fortunate enough this year is we have players that are actually able to come on and have game time. You know, maybe they mightn't have huge experience, but I'll tell you, they've been performing very, very well, you know, and that there's what you have to do. You can't be ever standing still, and I suppose you shouldn't be, I suppose, and it as such, I mean, if we can't deal with having a number of players out, then, you know, you're not really going to be going awfully hugely far in the whole championship. So as I say, we need to deal with them there now. We have adequate time to try and deal with them, and we need to know that personnel that will be coming in will be doing their best for Donegal, and they're doing the best to put the best step forward, you know.
And it's going to take a huge effort.
Without a doubt, to come here, we'll be going on, I suppose, to the games, I would imagine, as underdogs. We're playing away from home in Celtic Park, and as I say, you know, it's a huge venue for them. You know, they're a young team, they're playing out of their skin, they've had a number of huge results in Division 1 this year, and they'll be really, really looking to, suppose, to get one over us. And just likewise, I suppose, coming off the back of the league that we had, and I suppose coming off the back of last year, where people will be asking questions about us, you know, it's up to us to answer them. I suppose you can sit and you can speak all day about it, but the only way to really do it is to go out into the park and, you know, and get a result and get a performance and try and answer things that way, because at the end of the day, I suppose that's the only way you can do it in sport.
And do you feel that the appetite and the hunger, and we've talked about this before, is there, that drive is there to do that again this year?
Yeah, without a doubt, Camille, that's one of the questions I suppose people will be asking, I suppose, like yourself or anybody else in the media, and, you know, maybe rightly so, they keep asking about it and whether it's there, and I suppose they keep maybe alluding to there's a lot of players that a lot of years played in football and whatnot, but that appetite's there. I see it in training. I've seen it in training all year. I've seen it in training since the start of the year throughout the National League, and I've seen it now already in the lead into the Championship, so hopefully now we can just, it's about trying to bring that there appetite and hunger back out onto the pitch again.